Could you imagine being able to drive out demons, being able to go and cure the sick, and be able to proclaim the kingdom wherever you go? Wouldn't that be cool? Oh wait, I think that's our call. I think we're supposed to do that. But in any case, whether you have the power to raise the dead or to heal the lame or to make those who are blind have sight or not, that's not the key and most important part of the Christian life. Jesus says, don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Song that goes something like this. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. That our God knows each of us. You know, he says in the scriptures, he knows every hair on our head. Now, for some of us, it's becoming fewer and fewer. But still, he knows every detail, every atom in our body, every microbe. He knows us. He knows us intimately. And it is for this that we rejoice, that our names are his. As it says in the prophet, I have carved your names. Not just I've written your names on the palm of my hand, but I've carved them on my hand. I know so many of the teenagers like to write notes and stuff on their hands. But then what happens after you wash your hands? They disappear, right? No, our names are not written on his hand. They are carved on the palm of his hand. They will not disappear. And if we choose to follow him, if we choose to be his, we will be in heaven forever. Wow. But our God is not just calling us. So often we have this works mentality where if we just do everything right, then God has to give us salvation. No. We can't earn it. Rather, we open ourselves to what God is doing. And we can reject it for sure. And our works show how we reject it. Or we can accept it with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then enter into not just doing the works of God, but into an intimate relationship with God. You know the definition of intimacy, right? A very quick definition of intimacy. Into me see. That we're allowing someone else to see within. That we become vulnerable with someone else. That's what true intimacy is. And that's what we're called to be with God. To be intimate with him. To become vulnerable to our God. Listen to the first reading. As nurslings you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. This is what God wants for us. He wants this intimacy. He wants us to know him, to have this deep, intimate relationship with him. You see, that's why we need to spend time with him. That's why we need to spend time with him in prayer, at Mass, reading the Scriptures, in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. That we need to spend time in prayer because that's when we get to know him. And conversely, when we allow him to know us. As I've said this before, but as St. John Vianney's farmer in his church said, well, when asked what he does and all that time he spends in the church, he says, well, I look at him and he looks at me. That we have to allow our God to look at us, at our hearts, at what's going on in us. Now, of course, God knows everything about us. He knows everything we've done. He knows every hair on our head, as I mentioned before. But do we allow Him to look at us? Do we put up walls and say, no, God, don't see this part of my life because I want to have control over it. I want to be in charge. I'll tell you this, from my personal experience, every time I've tried to be in charge of my life, you know what happens? Everything falls apart. It's a miserable failure. Every time I allow God to enter in, to take over, then even what would seem to be a failure in this life, He changes into the greatest of joys. He wants to be intimate with us. He wants to snuggle with us. Actually, that's a word He used in Private Revelation. In St. Faustina's diary, I think it's like 1074, but I'll have to look it up again. But there's this paragraph where Jesus says to St. Faustina, tell aching mankind to snuggle into my heart, and I will give them peace. He wants to snuggle with us. You ever think about that? God created snuggling. Think about the person you like to snuggle with, or your cat, or your dog, or your child, or your mother, or father, you know, for the kids here. Maybe you have a teddy bear you like to snuggle with. I know you do. But that, think about that. God created snuggling. He wants us to get into His heart. We do that in prayer. We do that in prayer, where we spend time with Him and we just let Him hold us. You couples that have been married for a long time, you know that you don't have to be with each other speaking. You can just be silent and communicate a lot. A husband can reach out his hand to his wife, and she knows implicitly that he's saying, would you get up and get me a drink? And she looks back at him, and the look in her face says, get up and get your own drink. Yeah. But we do so much nonverbal communication. We just have to be with each other, and God just wants to be with us. And when we come to the Eucharist, when we come and receive our God in the Eucharist, He comes and He snuggles into us, heart to heart. His body enters our body and transforms us into Him. Our souls are united, and we become like Him whom we receive. This is the intimacy of God. He's calling us to this. Don't rejoice that you can do great things, or that don't lament that you can't do anything. Rather, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice that you belong to Him. Rejoice that you can be with Him forever in the eternal embrace of His love. Because isn't that what we all want? We all are longing to love and to be loved. And it is only in Him that we find that perfect love. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us enter into the embrace of our God every day. Let us share His love. Let us speak with Him. Not just because we're supposed to be doing the prayer thing, but let us just be with Him in His arms, letting Him hold us throughout all of our days.